Shalom LeYehudim, Shalom LeBnei Noach, Shalom LeGoyim. It's the evening of the sixth day, based B'Kislav Parashas Toldos, Tavshin Ayin Zion, the evening of the fifth day, Thursday, 1 December 2016, webcasting from Israel, counting the days until the Muslim Brotherhood agent in the Oval Office is gone. For weeks before the November 8 elections, and every week since then, either the Prime Minister here or Friends of Israel in the States have gone public with a reminder to the Muslim missionary in the White House to do nothing in the way of deviating from decades of bipartisan support opposing a peace process imposed upon Israel. Only direct negotiations between the parties it will be acceptable. On Thursday evening in the House of Representatives, there was a sense of the House statement voted on. A majority of people voted for it. In support. It was another reminder to Obama to do nothing to Israel at the UN, obviously because Obama does nothing to remove the anxiety. He could, if he wanted to, go public with a sincere statement saying he will not break tradition of defending Israel in the Security Council, but he has not done that. He prefers to keep people on edge, on tenterhooks, letting them fret about his unspoken menace directed at Israel, the most hated country in 56 official Muslim countries. Obama has been an advocate and defender of Islam from his first minutes after taking the oath of office 8 years ago, and as such, he supports their greatest felt sense of injustice, Zionism. Muslims see in the existence of the State of Israel a crime committed by the Jews against their religion. The Jews stole Muslim land and turned Muslims into homeless refugees. So this bum, Obama the Bummer, did it again this week in the wake of this week's latest episode in a long-running adventure series called The Homicidal Muslim Maniac Show. This homicidal Muslim maniac was on the campus at OSU, Ohio State, that iconic Middle American state university. There in the middle of that classic American institution, a Muslim acted just like so many of his homicidal, maniacal brethren here over the last year. You know, run them over in your car, then jump out and stab them technique. And I found it kind of Twilight Zone-ish that nowhere in the MSN, certainly not in Israel, did I see anyone make the comparison. What this mad dog of a Somali did out in OSU was what we've had here time and time again. But I digress. The subject remains the Muslim Brotherhood operative in the White House and what he will or will not do to the object of his Muslim hatred, namely Israel, before January 20. Following the horror at OSU, Obama's mouthpiece, Josh Earnest, said the attack may have been motivated by, fasten your seatbelts, by extremism. He said, "We do not want to be casting aspersions on millions of people that adhere to a particular religion," close quote. Listen again to these words, how he uses them. And we have a fine specimen of what Batya Or saw decades ago for Europe, foresaw the condition of dhimmitude, her invented word, in which a people learns to kowtow to the Muslims, to defer to the Muslims, accept their diminished status as dhimmi under the Muslims. So here's Josh Earnest admitting the attack may have been motivated by extremism. Extremism? This is an ism I am not familiar with. I've read a bit about and heard a bit about socialism and communism. Anarchism. Anarcho-syndicalism. Marxism. Positivism. Existentialism, Nazism, and fascism, each one a mishmash of ideas about society, but a political theory called extremism? What is that? What we're looking at here in his choice of words is a refusal to admit that that maniac was motivated not by extremism, but Islam. Not by Islamism, but Islam, his religion. And in fact, that seems to have been the case. That was the truth. And there can be no excuse for speaking as Josh Earnest spoke when the truth is known. Likewise, not wanting to be casting aspersions on millions of people that adhere to a particular religion, again, Islam is the missing word here. Islam should have finished that sentence. Instead, we get a particular unnamed religion. In both instances, it's Obama's spokesman refusing, unwilling, to speak out against a religion that refuses to go to war against such behavior by its adherents. And for this, it is perfectly moral to accuse the totality of Islam, the religion, when none of its prominent leaders go public and demand that murdering people like this at OSU or at the Bataclan in Paris or on 9/11 is unacceptable. So long as the leaders of Islam do not come out to campaign against this kind of satanic insanity, the rest of the world has the right and even obligation to condemn the entire religion. Not that I belittle the enormous barrier in Islam to such a religious leader acting that way and launching a campaign against these types of crazy outbursts by Muslims done in the name of their religion. No easy task. A Muslim leader who goes public with his opinion that this is not a good thing to do signs his own death warrant. He makes himself fair game as a target for assassination. In any case, it was another instant over 8 years of Obama putting on display his defense of Islam against his countrymen's suffering at the hands of an Islamic lunatic killer on the loose. And this is why on Tuesday we saw another example. The sense of the House resolution on Tuesday night telling Obama to do nothing to harm Israel at the UN because they think he wants to. It is really quite annoying that what is feared is Obama going along with a French text chastising Israel and, who knows, calling for what sanctions. It's the same France that just ordered all Jewish goods produced in Judea and on the Golan and Samaria be marked as goods with a special mark, unlike, say, the goods produced in northern Cyprus under the Turkish jackboot since 1975. That gets no mark. What is it with these French and this age-old hostility to Jews? And since the Trump election and Israel's refusal to be summoned to Paris for a tribunal of many nations siding with the Jew killers, the French are likely inclined to press ahead in the Security Council as revenge. The question then becomes how Obama, the secret Muslim, will respond to their revenge, and because he himself does nothing to respond to the weekly statements by various parties telling him to behave himself, suspicions about his intentions remain. Because he wants it that way. Because it discomforts the Jews and their friends. How ironic that the United Nations has turned into what it is. It was born not long after the ovens at Auschwitz went cold, and one of its first major acts was the partition plan of 1947 to finally let the Jews have a state, if only in about 11% of the original League of Nations mandate map of Palestine. How ironic that today the same United Nations organization has become the furnace of world Jew hatred. 2 days ago was 29 November, anniversary of the partition plan, which date the Arabs stole and turned into International Solidarity with the Palestinians Day, a day dedicated to scourging the Jews with allegations and accusations of evil that they committed and still commit against their Palestinian victims. On Tuesday, at the UN, the President of the General Assembly, hailing from the microscopic nation-state of Fiji, draped a keffiyeh around his shoulders as the body voted on six separate resolutions, each one condemning Israel in a different way. He said he wore the keffiyeh in solidarity with the Palestinians, whose day it was. And one doubts this fellow knows this official UN day was nothing but another act of thievery committed by Arabs, whose principal occupation in this life has been thievery and armed robbery. November 29th was stolen from the Jewish people, as the Quran steals the Torah. For us, it was a day of celebration, and is, and they reconfigured it, as the Quran rewrites the Torah, as a day of smearing the Jews with accusations of their monstrous injustice against their victims. Tuesday at the UN started off with a meeting of the UN committee. Now 41 years old, this committee, called the Committee on the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People, which included dozens of representatives of the UN states, and of course the speeches were made. And then they moved to the General Assembly, and more speeches were made to hurt Israel. Israel's ambassador, Danny Danone, had a chance to speak, and he dismissed all the accusations, especially the one that Israel rejects peace. He said, it's time to put an end to this lie once and for all. If you really want to show solidarity with the Palestinian people, then end this charade and demand that the Palestinian leaders finally return to the negotiating table, close quote. No good. This is no way to respond. And why not? I'll explain after some music.
מזמור לדוד, השם רואי לו איך שר בינות ישיה, ביצני על מנוחות ינהלני, נפשי ישובב ינחני למגן לצל, ולמען שמו גם כי ילך בגצל מוות לא יירא רע, כי אתה עמדי המה ינחמו נפטרו פעני שולחן נגד צורריי נשנת בשמן ראשי כוחצי לוויה אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבי בבית השם לאורך ימים אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי שבתי בבית השם לאורך ימים השם רואי לו איך שר בינות בשיה ביצני על מנוחות תנהלני נפשי ישובב ינחני ומה ילצת וכלמן שמו גם כי אלך בגצל מוות לא יירא רע כי אתה עמדי שבתך antecha hemayena unita fanai shulchan neged zorerai dishanta shemen roshi kosi levaya ach tov achesed irdefuni kol yemei hayai veshati bevet hashem beorech yamim ach tov achesed תפוני כל ימי חיי ישבתי בבית השם לאורך ימים
Yeah, on a Tuesday, the UN General Assembly conducted its annual International Palestinian Day ceremonials, which included voting on six more anti-Israel resolutions to add to the 1,000-plus for sure they already have signed off on. In my research, I went through 870 of them between 1945 and 1989, and over the intervening 27 years, the number of Israel-bashing votes sure got to be way over 1,000. It's the activity of the Nations United, engaged in more than any other activity, drafting and voting on verbal attacks against the world's only Jewish state. Israelis commonly hate that behavior. I love it. And there can be no greater proof than this, that the Jews are the world's chosen people. If not in the Jewish sense, the Jews are chosen repeatedly by the world for special treatment by the Goyim, the nations of the world. Danny Danone, in his address to the assembly during their anti-Jew festivities, surely with refreshments paid for by the UN, he admonished the assembly that if you really want to show solidarity with the Palestinian people, then demand that the Palestinian leaders finally return to the negotiating table, close quote. And this annoys yours truly. It's so Israeli. First of all, he accepts the existence of a Palestinian people. He does not question the existence of this alleged nation. And his statement annoys no less for the dishonesty of demanding that this people's leaders finally return to the negotiating table. This is so dishonest because there is nothing to negotiate. What these so-called leaders demand is what Israel, no Israeli leader, can deliver. Namely, all of Judea and Samaria, after all its Jews and Israeli soldiers have been evacuated. They said that on September 13, 1993, the day of the handshake on the White House lawn. They said it then. They said there would be no peace until all the Israelis and all the settlements were gone, and they haven't changed, budged an inch since then. What's there to negotiate? Danny Danone's statement was also so Israeli in not only sustaining the fantasy of a Palestinian people, but denying via this fantasy the Islamic hatred of Jews that courses underneath. Yesterday, Abbas convened a Fatah meeting for the first time in 7 years and declared, as he always does, his bottom line, and that he will never recognize Israel as the state of the Jews. To repeat, what is there to negotiate? This desire was in his heart on September 13, 1993, surely, on the White House lawn with Arafat, and it remains in his heart today. We just heard it. It's a statement of no peace with Israel. It's a direct refutation of the surface words of peace and conciliation that he signed off on that day. Put another way, the handshake on the White House lawn was a massive deception, on a par with Obama claiming to have converted and become a Christian. It's all takia, dissembling, lying, a way of life with these people. It's a way of hiding in public. Dating from the age of Noah and the Great Flood, and their ancestor Ham, whose crime was exposing his father's nakedness. Since then, the Arabs have been a people of veils and burqas and hijabs, of covering up in public. Famous cultural anthropologist Ruth Benedict brilliantly categorized guilt cultures versus shame cultures, and that most definitely Arab culture is a shame culture. Shame society is a mechanism of social control, which is very different than a guilt culture, in which civilized guilt does the controlling. The Arab religion's symbol is also a crescent moon that also is a form of covering up. A crescent moon exposes only one side to the light. The rest is hidden in darkness. And so Obama marketed himself as a Christian, and Huma Abedin married a Jew. The Oslo Accords were one immense con game on the part of the Arabs. Con game being short for confidence game. The crime is winning someone's confidence and then betraying that confidence. That is who Obama is. He's a Muslim practicing taqiyya on the country, on the world. This is why he issued his fatwa that no member of his administration, indeed the government of the United States, should ever link terrorism and its atrocities to Islam, no matter the evidence before one's eyes. So, I think it's still possible that the treacherous French and the anti-Semitic Obama are capable of the diplomatic equivalent of a knife in the back or a meat cleaver in the back. Isn't that what that Muslim maniac at Ohio State used, a meat cleaver? Yeah, if Obama thinks he can get away with it, whatever that means, he certainly will suffer no inhibitions about stabbing Jews in the back. I recall no statement from him over the last year when the so-called knife intifada began, the run him over and then knife him in the back intifada began, asking his Muslim brothers to stop doing that. No Muslim cleric has ever come out against this behavior. No Muslim political leader, and I consider Barack Obama to be one of them, another Muslim leader.
Stam lehaser, stam lefatpe, stam ledaber, stam leshaker, stam ledaber al hayim, lehitchazek, umin astam lichtov shirim, stam lekashkesh ulefashpesh, להתחדש, להתרגש, סתם להיות או לא להיות, זה סתם שטויות, הכל שטויות, סתם לחפש ולאפס, להתפוצץ, להתאפס, פשוט סתם. סתם להרכיב, סתם, סתם לפרק, זה סתם להתנתק, להתברק, סתם להקדים, סתם לאחר או לבטל, סתם למהר, סתם לא לרצות להיגמר, סתם להצדיק, להצטדק, להשתנק, להתרחק, סתם להיות או לא להיות, בינינו זה הכל שטויות, סתם לתרץ, להתאמץ, להתנוצץ, להתחפש, הכל סתם. לבקש, להתבקש, בסתם לכתוב, בסתם גם להיות כתוב, להתגאות, ומן הסתם להיות עלוב, בסתם לרוץ, להיעצר, להשתקר, להתפורר, גם להיות או לא להיות. סתם שטויות, הכל שטויות, סתם לעלות ולעלות, ליפול חזק, להתגלות, פשוט סתם.
Oh, love.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. Well, on the domestic home front, last webcast, we were looking forward to yesterday's two important votes in the Knesset on the outposts and the minaret loudspeaker, but both were postponed until next week. In a way, both represent a similar flaw in Israel's character, which is why they get postponed. Not easy to vote on these topics. The first bill would not exist if Israel ever had the strength to assert its rights to Judea and Samaria. And the second bill is a symptom of Israel's legitimate fear of these Muslims, which is wholly justified. This government does not want to open a new front with the Muslims here by ordering them to turn down the volume on their loudspeakers, and because their clerics are perfectly capable of responding to the request by goading their thugs into swarming mobs of rioters. Nothing lights their fuse more than a perceived insult to Islam, because that's all they have in this world as solace for their miserable lives. And the belief that while the West may be superior in every way, at least they are in possession of the one true faith. Islam is like an infant's security blanket for them. Yesterday on the Gateway site, the great Giulio Meotti wrote up the demise, or rather transformational demise, of Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris, and other surrenders by the West to the violence of these Muslims. Charlie Hebdo's surviving staffers, in the end, swore off mocking Islam, in the knowledge that if they did not, there was no way of stopping more Muslims from murdering them too. Meotti listed other instances of museums and publishers in the West, universities, surrendering to the dictates of Muslims in their exhibits and publications. In a word, the Muslims are winning. Charlie Hebdo is as dead as the Muhammad cartoons in Gillen's post in the Danish newspaper a decade ago. All were removed. Muslims have succeeded by basically making threats of silencing Western outlets of culture that do not conform basically to Barack Obama's fatwa. Never say anything wrong about Islam or watch out. Criticizing, let alone mocking Islam, is absolutely forbidden. And this Obama is no different from the Charlie Hebdo murderers. And in fact, you may, don't forget, following that demonic atrocity in Paris in January of 2015, Obama was the only world leader not to fly to Paris in protest and in solidarity. For sure, Obama never praised the massacre, but neither did he ever defend the right of free men and women to criticize and even make fun of Islam. It is possible to separate that bloody massacre, deserving no support, and the insult to Islam, which has no justification. And this Obama sided with the Charlie Hebdo murderers in sharing their sense of outrage that their idol Muhammad was insulted. Most shocking in this Meotti report was the information that Charlie Hebdo continues to exist, but now, fasten your seatbelts, preaches against the critics of Islam and ridicules not Allah, but the Judeo-Christian God. It's just pathetic. The cartoonists there have now completely flip-flopped. Now they draw their satirical cartoons against opponents of Islam. This evokes feelings akin to watching Invasion of the Body Snatch. Individuals are turned into the opposite of individuals. It is reminiscent of Pope Pius IX in the middle of the 19th century, who basically adopted a Jewish boy who had been kidnapped on his own authority because a Catholic maid hadn't secretly baptized him. This was Edgar Mortado. He was then raised in the Vatican and remained in the Vatican and a Catholic all of his life, the heartbreak of his parents notwithstanding. This is what has happened to Charlie Hebdo. It has been converted violently. Islam is a cancer on the soul of Europeans that in the end, unless they wake up, will destroy them. Ooh, 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 ooh.
מוצא איוב מנוחה, המצא לעמך רבחה, שלח תשבי לנענחה, ונס יגון בנחה. יעתה לך צורי, לקבצם מפוזרי, מיד גוי אכזרי, אשר קרא לי שוחה. את דודים תעורר כל, למלא את המשר שואל, ואות טובך בבוא גואל, לסב זורה נידחה. קרא ישה לאמנה דווה, כל דגול מרבבה, יהי השבוע הבא לישוע ולרווחה. בת ציון השכולה, אשר היא היום גאולה, בהירה תהיה ואולה, ואם הבנים שמחה. מעיינות עזי יזובון, עובדוי השם ישובון, ומהישע ישבון, בצר הנשכח. נכה עמך כאברך המן, יצב צפו עם לא אלמן, פרה שם אשר נאמן, בהקים חבטחה. וידידים פליטך ארץ, נגינתם יפצחו במרץ, בלי צבחה ובלי פרץ, אין יוצאת ואין צבחה. והיא החודש הזה, כי נבואת אבי חוזה, שמע בבית זה כל ששון וכל שמחה. אז הקמה למשאלותינו, אמיץ יעשה בקשתנו, והוא ישלח במעשה ידינו ברכה והצלחה. במוצאי יום גילה, שמחה נורה עלילה, שלח תשבי לעם סגולה, רווח ססון והנחה. כל צהלה ורינה, שפתנו אז תרננה, ענה השם הושיענה, ענה שמצליחה ענה.
Okay, that's it for this week, and I'll be back, God willing, after the Holy Sabbath. Until then, Laila Tova, Shabbat Shalom, Me'eretz Yehuda.